Yeah, I'm glad you brought that song up. It's I like to see the connections between what you listen to and like when you use things as references. I think that's super cool, you know.
Yeah.
It's just the lineage of music to me, you know. And I love that lineage because it's like someone asked me the other day, like they were doing an interview, they're like, and it was like a college paper for somewhere we're playing, and they were like, what do you want to tell the college kids, like the reason to come see y'all play? And I was like, oh my God, I have, and I said, I don't know, musical lineage. That's what I said. I was like,
Oh no,
honestly, if they don't
history.
want to come, it's fine with me. That's what I said. I'm
What a
like, it's
weird
free.
question,
There's gonna be
also.
some beer, and but no, it was music. I was like, you know, there's a lot of people, musical lineage. There's always groups that are playing in every generation that have a lineage to something that came before. And so there's never a time when you cannot relate to something because it's like someone younger or older than you know? And
100%.
so I love that, like when you have, you know, references to things that inspire a certain song, or just even if it's within the same generation, it's just cool to me.
That's
And
such a good point. Such a good
I
point.
wanted to play a song by this artist that actually really inspires me, who's Amethyst Kia. And one of the things I love about her so much is that she came out of like sort of the musicology, roots music, kind of learning the banjo and all the mountain music and folk music, violin, fiddle, all the stuff that you learn when you're playing like roots music in like Eastern Tennessee and Western North Carolina and stuff. And she came out of this tradition, and she's from Tennessee. She's African American, and so that in itself was like for her this interesting contrast she always felt and conflict and sort of. And
Yeah.
she also has this crazy goth punk sort of approach to her music. I mean, when I first met her, I had no idea. And then I like was looking, we were talking about music, and she just, a lot of the references she made were like Joy Division, Tori Amos. It was like goth stuff. And I was like, that's so
Yeah.
cool. Like, because I like punk rock and I play acoustic music, you know. And but she really went to explore that later. Like, she started making a record, this record in particular, and it was kind of an acoustic rootsy record. And then she just dumped the whole thing and did the whole thing again in more of the vein that she was feeling inside, which was, I think, more experimental and electric. And I mean, it was a bummer for the guy she was working with that had produced the other one, which was also good. But it
Yeah.
wasn't what she was feeling in her spirit. And so it's like, it doesn't mean the other record wasn't valuable and valid. It just means like Amethyst is so inspiring to me that she is like, you know what? I'm just going to ditch that whole version and start a whole new one. It's like, what? And do what I feel in my heart about all this. I
Yeah.
just, it's like she was, you know, blooming or something, you know?
Yeah.
So this song was recorded, with our native daughters as well, with Rhiannon Giddens and that whole group. And then she redid it because she wrote it, and she redid it on this record, and called Black Myself, which I think this song I think is a freaking classic. Like, I think it's like just an anthem of our time, and just it's hard to write a song that's so classic, and she did it. And I love her as an artist, and I love to be inspired by her willingness to just follow her heart, you know, and her stylistic
Yeah.
muse, you know.
It's huge. Yeah. No one else is gonna like do that for you.
That's right.
Like you're the only one.
It's a scary thing to say. Let's
So
ditch the record and
scary.
start a new one. But
Yeah. No, I know. It's so brave and so necessary.